fully closing the roadway while we're doing all three bridges. It may be some combination thereof, but I'm anticipating some type of probably temporary bypass or something to keep access open. And those would be those would all be in 2017. Some small improvements at Lakeshore Drive to try to improve the safety at that curve there on 76 at Lakeshore Drive. That always comes up. We're going to be doing a little bit of correction of the super elevation, try to do some wedging of the pavement to try to increase the ability of vehicles to take that curve and stay on the road. And also, remarking that intersection. I think similar to what we've got it marked now, but with actual raised islands to make it a little bit more apparent of where traffic is supposed to be. Nothing that requires additional right-of-way, so I think we had looked at a roundabout in the past, and that would be a really great option, but we just don't have the room for it with existing right-of-way, so it will be a smaller improvement. And then out into future years, we are looking at pavement and safety improvements on Route T, which would include the 2-foot shoulders with rumbles. I think I left out, we're planning the 2-foot shoulders with rumbles on 76 also, which should be a great improvement. We've had some accident history on 76 just because of this. I think mainly because of the volumes on just a road that's not made for that many cars. So we'll be looking at some basic improvements there. And that's pretty well it. That's a lot more than we had planned just a year or two ago when we were under the 325 plan. So I think that's very good news for the community. I think I've talked to you guys in the past about the fact that revenues are up. We'd like to see a solution to a long-term fix, but revenues are up because gas prices have been down. So whenever you're a fixed amount on a gallon of gas and more gallons of gas are being sold, obviously our revenues have been up, which helps us make our federal match, and we don't feel like we'll be in that crisis in the near future. So, let's see if we've got anything else. I think that's basically it. I wanted to get you guys, very aware that the draft STIP is out there for review and comment. It all looked good to me for the county. So, but if you do have comments, you can go to our website, of course, or you can give me the comments, and I'll be glad to reload those on. So,
you say you're not going to have the. I mean, the roundabout is out at the 76 and Lakeshore. There's not enough room.
Yeah, I think that it had been looked at in the past, and we would have to have some property from the adjacent property owners to make that work.
Is there any talk about a roundabout here with the bridge going in at 76 and 160?
No. We are not doing any expansion projects in our rural district. We are just in maintenance and safety mode. We're spending maintenance dollars on overlays and bridge repairs, and then we're adding safety features.
Are they doing any matches with the counties?
We are looking at the possibility of putting up some dollars in the rural areas for intersection improvement matches. We haven't gotten that approved through the commission yet. We are right on the bubble for showing that we can maintain what we've got in the condition it's in. By using our dollars. Anything above and beyond that would be considered expansion, and right now the commission has not given us approval to do any expansion type projects. So we're very hopeful that maybe that can happen, but with the funding scenario we have, with the projections, with what our district has, and with what we're showing for our needs as far as bridge repairs and maintenance overlays, we literally spend our budget just on those. Not any slack right now.
You mentioned last time that you were here that 2018 was when you was planning on doing T Highway.
Yes.
This time I wanted to make, because I've had a lot of questions about mm-hmm. that since you were here last time, so those people could expect improvement that year. Starting that year.
2018, And actually, I think I left out, let me look at that again, I apologize. We write these up where they just show the first route. And I think that actually included, let me find it. Yes, I'm sorry. It is in 2018, but what I left out was it also includes Route O from 160 to the end of the route and Route Y from 160 to the end of the route. And I think I had mentioned that last time. I apologize. So those three routes are all scheduled for 2018. And our construction season basically begins at the end of March and ends in October. We give the contractors that window so we can get good bids. So, you know, I don't know exactly when that construction would happen, but it would be 2018.
And the we keep falling back to this 76 and bridge roundabout,
mm-hmm.
And we as a county have been a great partner with the MoDOT, and I would in a case where the material was needed, and we have lots of excess material that we use every year. We have fulfilled dirt agreements this morning for different locations, and that need, once the bridge is there, the placement of a roundabout makes it that much more difficult to put it in. So I would just like to, you know, keep in mind, and I know you're the person to pass the word on, even though we can talk to our legislative body about different ways to go about it, but we are in desperate need of a different situation at that bridge location because of the traffic that comes in from the east, and it's not going to do anything but get worse with the more people that move into our area because of the lakes and the beauty and everything. So I just, if there was any possible way that we could visit or work with MoDOT on providing the fill and things like that for a roundabout in that location. And I know we're getting late in the process, but we're talking about something that's going to be there for generations, not just a small-time fix that needs to be fixed now, but a fix that's going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes on. So anyway, that was part of our discussion before you got here.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, That's about it. As I look back and look at all the things that we partnered with MoDOT, and then it went above and beyond the partnership as far as a 50-50. We did like the power site entrance and the Coon Creek entrance and the T Highway entrance and all those things where there was a lot of county expense, just so we could have our citizens feel like they were safe on roads that you mentioned were unsafe. Mm-hmm. For I know my wife's grandfather, I think he was 92 when he passed away, helped build 76 Highway with horse-drawn graders and fill. So That's a long time for a road to stay in existence. It probably was designed for 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 cars a day, where it's now being used for, you know, 20 plus. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that the county has been such a good partner. I often, you know, if I speak to groups, I mention our relationship with Taney County as an example of how we get things done. Our district would love to step forward, but we are basically under statewide direction. that where our funding levels are at in our district, unless something changes with that maintenance program or that maintenance concept, right now we're just showing that we basically can maintain our roads and bridges, and we don't have the money to do expansion type projects, which that would be viewed as expansion. We're working very hard to try to see if we can't get some leeway there behind the scenes, I will say. But right now, that's where we're at. You definitely will be at the very top of the list if we hear anything different from our headquarters, if something, you know, if something in that formula changes and they say, okay, we've looked at this and we think that you guys are capable of meeting your maintenance needs, and you've got money above and beyond in your budget, we're going to give you the green light to do something else. Because that's right where we're at.
Right. When we had the East-West Corridor proposal before the public, the commission, and I don't know whether we all went or not, but I do remember that the commission, and I went to Springfield, because they hold different meetings in different areas, mainly in Kansas City, Jeff City, or St. Louis, but they had this one in Springfield, and we went up and made a plea at that time for monies for the East-West Corridor. And so if... And I know you have to be on a schedule and you have to set up a time frame, and it's difficult to get on the agenda to talk about those issues. But if that, and it may have already happened for this year, but if it hasn't happened, I'd like to know about it so that maybe we could have some representation go and talk about the same thing that you know, and I know you're passing it along. But I do know that those commissioners are from away from here.
Yes.
And those people don't understand exactly the problems that we have in a certain area. And you can plead the case, but as it goes up three or four lines, then it reaches, I'm not saying deaf ears, but it reaches ears that are interested more in some other area.
It is more impactful if you can make your plea directly.
So
I will say that.
Yes. And so those, I would like for... let us know when that possibility might take place.
Okay.
And we will try to put somebody together to go up and plead our case for, as I see this right now, that's one of the most important things that we have on the eastern side of the county, for sure. And the money direction that comes for something like that is not for now, it's for generations. So thank you, and I thank you for listening.
I wish I had the agenda with me. That's something I didn't bring. I do believe we hosted them in December last year, and I think we've actually moved up in the schedule this year. So I will check, and I'll get back with the commission on that. I don't believe we're hosting them this summer, but I think it will be early fall, so I'll check.
Okay.
And see on that. Because I know we had moved up in the schedule from last year. But we usually try to host them at least once a year in at least the Springfield area. Sometimes we move it to a different venue, but it's been Springfield, I think, the last 3 years. So. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, we made it to 9:30, so we can do our sole source declaration.
Perfect.
Work group software.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm here this morning to offer response to sole source provider, single sole source provider number 201605-342. This was a request made by Mr. Finley, who's here with me this morning, in conjunction with the Auditor's Office and the Administrative Services Office. And I'll read into the record the announcement that I have for this purpose this morning. Notice of intent to declare single feasible sole source number SSP-201605-342 as defined in revised statutes of Missouri section 50.783. The Tannehill County Purchasing Department released this